Approximately 5:36, 17:36. And with that, guys, as always, we begin with a moment of silence. Thank you, everyone. All right, agenda and minutes have been sent out. Let's go through the agenda. Please note we will go into executive session towards the end of our program, talk about some hiring that Pat has done recently. So we will do executive session towards the end of the agenda. Do I have any other additions or changes to the agenda as presented? All right, seeing none, do I have a motion to approve the agenda? I got a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Thank you, Chris. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none. Passed. Wonderful. All right, guys. Next to our minutes, both the June and July. Yes, I messed up, but they're all out this time. Thank you, Leslie, for reminding me. The minutes, you guys should have gotten them. Do what I have. We'll do the June minutes first. Do I have any additions or corrections to the 22 June minutes as presented? No. All right, seeing none there. Do I have any additions or changes to the 27 July minutes? Nope. All right, sounds like we're good. Very well. Do I have a motion to approve the presented minutes unamended?
Motion.
I got a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
I got a second. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Thank you. Any opposed? Abstentions? Passed. Thank you. Very well. We do have a public comment period, and we have a member of the public, Mrs. Connolly?
Conlin.
Conlin. Thank you, ma'am. And you've signed in. Please feel free if you'd like to say a few words.
Okay.
We've got about 10 minutes, pardon me, 2 minutes or thereabouts.
Okay.
If you wish to speak longer, just let me know. But if you would, please rise and state your name. And
okay. Well, my name's Amy Conlin. I have two students here, Savannah and Noelle Adkins, and I wasn't 100% prepared to speak. This is my very first school board meeting, so but I am here to I've got notes here. I am here to talk or listen and try to understand and maybe talk a little bit about the mask issue.
Yes, ma'am.
And I'm sure you guys have heard this from other parents. I don't know. I know on one hand it's just a mask. On the other hand, it's more than a mask, and it's the beginning of, we believe, other things being pushed on us. And, you know, this is a military academy, Marines. You know, we stand up for things that we believe in, and we don't believe in, we fight against, you know. So it's not, I don't want to make trouble for my kids. I love the school. I don't want to make trouble for myself. But I just want to voice what I've been hearing from other parents, some of the kids. Some of the kids that don't know how to speak up about it are just kind of needing to go with the flow because they don't want to make waves. You know, we are, my family at least, and a lot of other people, like-minded people that I know, we are against this mask mandate, and we don't know how to fight it without school board help. It's so far, it's been an uphill battle.
Amy, if you will apologize,
yeah,
Leslie,
sure.
I think we have another parent there.
Yeah.
We'll let her in and we'll get her sick, but please.
Yeah, okay.
Sign in right there.
Yeah, I've been to a few school board meetings and state meetings, and it's just kind of, it looks like a lot of us have been stonewalled. And I don't know if that's because the boards don't agree that the masks should be optional, or if the boards don't really have a say or don't want to help the parents. I'm just not sure. This is kind of where I'm at. So I don't know the process. I've never fought against anything like this. So anyway, I'm just here to voice my opinion against it. I know we're not alone. And, you know, we would hope that you guys, if you feel the same, that you would stand up with us and you know, fight against this. The mandate, making it optional, you know. Not saying don't wear masks, but making it an option.
Or making it to where they could have their mask.
Hang on.
Sorry.
I want to make sure that she has finished her comments, and then, ma'am, we'll move to you in just a moment.
So that's it. I'm just here to push for it to be an option, and however I can help do that, if the school board's willing to help and help us do that. So that's all I have.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. All right. Yes, ma'am. We are in the public comment period. You've signed in.
Yes.
If you would, just so you know, we allow folks 2 minutes. Sometimes we extend it beyond that if they need a little more time before. So you have the board, Hans Riegel, Leslie Stapleford, Chris Martin, myself, and we also have two of our board members, maybe three. Is Len on yet?
He is not.
Okay. And we have two more of our board members on Zoom. So that's kind of the room. It's us and a couple of folks on Zoom. So, yes, ma'am, please identify yourself.
My name is Dawn Francisco.
Okay.
My son Nicholas goes to the school, and our daughter was one of the first cadets that started with the school when they first opened up and graduated from here.
Well, wonderful.
So my concern is my son does have an IEP, so he does have a learning disability, and from what I'm hearing, and I know we're all hearing different things, is the different things that the mask cause with the lack of oxygen getting up to the brains. We all need oxygen to breathe, especially for learning and for one that does already have a learning disability. He struggles as it is with speech, reading. So he needs to be able to see, to see how the words are formed. By wearing a mask, that is not helping his situation. Trust me, I'm not for Zooming. I'm not for having my son homeschool because he needs this disability. He needs, the discipline. That's one reason why we send him here. So no, I do not want to keep him home. I do not want homeschooling. But that's the route we're looking now with like the small homeschool groups, not me. Do I want to take that away from him? No. Will I? Yes. He has 2 years left of school, so does he want to quit school? Absolutely. He hates school. But it's as a parent, I don't want him to. But with the struggles going on and with him, with his learning disability, he struggles. So now on top of that, now we gotta have the mask and it hurts him. So I'm here to hope you guys work with us. I know the Indian River School District, where they're fighting against Corning. I know it's not you. I understand that. I talked to Mr. Gucci. I get it. Your hands are tied. But as a parent and as a school board of our kids that go here by choice, we send them here by choice, you're getting the funding for my child to learn. I would hope you would fight for us, and try to stand up for Corning. Because I know I'll stand right beside you, knock on the guy's door, and ask him why. When the masks are not 100%, I do have a question, Mr. Rucci, and I guess it's directed to you. So say they do have to wear masks, okay? This is where we're at, so they don't spread the germ. So when they're home, and they're at the mall, or they're with their friends, or wherever, they don't have. We're all on masks. Trust me, I'm around medical people all the time, and I've never worn a mask, and I'm against masks. Okay. We've never had it, never been sick. So now he gets sick, or whoever, tests positive. Are you guys going to shut the school down because they can contact COVID? Not in school because they're being masked, but out of school they're unmasked. So now are they going to suffer, by being quarantined and back on Zoom?
So let me offer that. As you know, we all experienced last year,
right,
going through our hybrid and our Zoom and all that sort of stuff. And the school responded, I thought, pretty well to when we had positive cases that were announced to us and that we knew and we had to take action with. And it wasn't many, quite frankly. It was not many at all. And I think Pat and the guys here at the team did a pretty good job of managing that. I will tell you, certainly from my point of view, and I am not speaking for the rest of my board members and some who are not with us today, it has been our desire and our intention to open this school and keep it open at whatever opportunity, whatever, not cost, it's probably the wrong word, but in every way possible to keep this school open and to do it with as few restrictions as possible. It is clear, I have made that statement many times among my board members. I've made it to the leadership. As both you moms know, this decision was made by the governor. And he said it for not only the public schools, but he also told the private schools that this is what he was going to do. We are going to continue to evaluate and see where we are in this continuing spectrum of, how do I say this, responsibility as it relates to mask, not mask, cleaning protocols, whether distancing shows up again, all those things. So to answer your question directly, I think we have got a pretty good sort of protocol in place about how we will notify moms and dads if we have someone that does come up positive here at the school. I can tell you, again, just for me, I am not speaking for the rest of the board on this particular matter, but certainly from my point of view, we are going to keep the school open with as few restrictions as we possibly can. And I'm sort of asking both you and our other parents that are concerned and upset about this to continue to work with us. We are going to do what we can to address this particular issue. I'm trying not to go too much further because typically this is hard to talk about without having my other board members in the room. This may require some executive session time to really hash out if there are some other options that our board can explore that reduce the number of restrictions that have been in play.
Could it be put on the table that the children are allowed to take their mask off while they're sitting at a desk? I mean, if they're allowed to go outside and they take their mask off, they're doing sports with no mask. What is the, and I'm not being smart, but explain it. What is the difference when they're sitting down like you guys are than when they're outside talking all ramped up and all with their buddies? At least in their seat, they're sitting, they're calm, and they're talking calm or whatever. Like, I just don't understand. I mean, just a question.
And yes, ma'am.
I mean, do you think that's an idea? I mean,
so I'm trying not to get too far into a discussion with this because typically what happens when we do our board meetings, folks get to present, and then we typically address at the next board meeting, which then allows us to go into, if we have to go into a special meeting or executive, to talk about what our parents are saying to us. Maybe I will say this. I absolutely understand. I get it. I understand. It makes me bristle. If you've seen me speak from the podium, if you've seen me do induction day, if you have seen me speak about these issues, I think it's pretty clear where my mind is as it relates to these things. And I assure you that we will not stop looking at whatever we can do to make sure that this school is open with the least amount of restrictions. I will finally say, however, I am one vote on this board, and we work by majority. And if there comes a vote, and I am on the losing end of that vote, that's what happens. But all that to say, ladies, I absolutely understand where you're coming from. I know what you are talking about, This has not gone unnoticed by this board and our other families. And quite frankly, I'm glad you're here. I appreciate it because it's important that we hear from our moms and dads about how we're doing and how things are going. And I finally, and Hans, I'll recognize you. I certainly recognize you guys got to make decisions that are best for your family. I understand that. Don't go. Stay. But with that said, Hans.
I was going to say, we have been operating within the law as written to the maximum flexibility that we as a school board can impose upon the school, right, the whole time for the maximum freedom, I guess you'd call it, would be a good word for our students. Since the driver of this is not here, just throwing this out, I would recommend that you make your positions known to your state rep, state senator, and also possibly a letter to the editor of all the local papers stating those things that you mentioned, I think would be good. You know, because it's public opinion and things like that that are causing the governor to make the decisions that we're following the rules to the max freedom amount possible.
So the Indian River just did the motion, the no confident, not confident in the governor and for the department teller. Are we able to do that?
All right, so ladies, if I may.
I wonder if they would help us.
All right, so if I may. We have other things we've got to get done tonight. I will take what you just said about this issue of no confidence. Let me research it, and we will address that at our potentially at our next board meeting. I am unaware of it. That's the first I'd heard about it, so, and I usually try to be plugged in.
It just passed.
And I think it's more of a statement than a real, you know.
Yeah. Yep, understood. So with that said, if I may, I'd like to close this portion of the public comment period. I certainly ask that you all stay with us if you wish and watch us go through the rest. We actually have some good things going on here. We're building stuff and
the parking lot,
and the parking lot and all that. I get excited about parking lots. But thank you again, both of you.
I just want to say real quick, last year y'all did a phenomenal job flexing. I know it wasn't
wonderful.
Easy.
No.
And I know y'all held out as long as you could on decisions and things. I noticed that you held on as long as you could, and then you had to do what you had to do. So
thank you.
You know, we appreciate it. We love the school
much.
So. Indeed. So
I've been here since it's open. You know, and it's like,
well, you've seen our growth.
Yeah, my son's played with your sports with your son. My daughter knows your son. I mean, it's like, it's a family. So it's like it's just a mess.
Yes, ma'am.
It's a mess.
So please, feel welcome to stay and all that. But I'm going to move to a closed public comment period. Pat, I assume there's no one on Zoom?
There's nobody.
Okay, very well. All right, very well. Thank you both for your comments. And with that, let's go ahead and move to Treasurer's Report. Jim had sent that out. As you guys know, Jim is not with us tonight. What did I just do with it? There it is. All right, guys. So Treasurer's Report, we got four pages. Take a look. We've got a buck 64, 313 in the beginning balance. Checking deposits. I am looking for specifically the deposits from the school for the USDA account. And
Scott, this is July.
This is July, then it'll show up, thank you, in August. All right. You guys will see some of the movement of money out of the checking account on the first page, First State Drinkings, Dave McGuigan, Diamond State. You also see then outgoing USDA, the two draws there. Equaling 25,000. Statement balance about 95K as of July 31. Then you guys go and you'll see the four accounts. Notice, of course, that our two escrow accounts remain empty. I'm just looking at the last two pages. Okay, cool. I don't see any issues there. Anybody see any issues, any questions? All right, very well. Thank you. Moving on. What I want to do is, I think what I'd like to do, Dave, I'm going to go to the finance report. We're going to do real quick there, and then I'm going to ask you to come up and talk about all the building stuff. So we're going to move the agenda just a little bit, guys. We're going to do a quick discussion on finance. Then, Dave, you're going to be up doing the building stuff, and then we'll go into the Commandant's report. We'll go through some of the committee stuff, Leslie, and then after Leslie's report, Pat will go to executive to talk about the hiring stuff. So with that, Pat, if you would, let's talk about real quick. Let me premise this, guys. We've used Michelle Hasty as our contractor for many years, supporting a lot of our budget work. And there has been a fair amount of issue with the state computing system. So this month's web report and this month's finance report is not available. We do have 1 month of expenses. I don't know if Pat wants to hit any highlights, but next month we'll have to hit the web report and do both July and August in next month's report. So Pat, if you want to hit real quickly the 1 month expense category.
Thank you, guys.
Ladies, thank you so much.
Thanks for coming down. Okay, sorry about that. As you know, we're at 480 cadets.
We're doing finance.
Finance.
Okay.
Well, that determines our money.
Yep.
We're having some issues with the school finance program. But just to see, you can see the first one, the educational networks. That is our website. And with that, it's a little bit higher this time because we're going to have a branded app with that. As soon as it's done, I'll let you know. Our website is done. It will be, the new one will be popping up soon.
Oh, good. I was looking at the old one, and it does need to be populated with pictures and right. Some stuff and all that kind of thing. All right, cool.
So then you get down, you can see the Chamber of Commerce. We made our association dues. Next, I kind of broke them down. Athletic supplies, $5,757. Building grounds, $8,532. Those of you on Zoom, I did email it to you. And then you can see the UniFirst, the floor cushion. Those are our rugs that we have. They pick them up and clean them for us as part of that package. WV Mason, just custodial supplies. Hecker Enterprises, that's when we had end of the year dinner for cadets. Or not cadets,
no,
staff.
Yeah.
Sorry about that, folks. There's our cannon, which is normal, water, fleet fueling of vehicles, that's just our gas bill, our insurance. And then it goes down to our utilities. So it really wasn't much this month. Total about $52,684.
And as a reminder, guys, our budgeted burn rate for this whole school year is 151. Now, so hang on to your hats, because next month when Pat presents, you're going to see a big spike because of a bunch of the front loading that we do and all that sort of stuff.
Right. I can tell you it's going to be over 450,000 because of those payments that went out and went to the board.
So. Yep. Right. So if you remember, we did... It was 100, no, it wasn't. Hang on. It was the USDA, and it was 150. Am I thinking right?
It's $450,000.
Yeah, so 250 USDA, come out of the school, gets front-loaded, and that's what I thought was in the WSFS account, but it wasn't. I'm a month ahead. And then the $150 from the school into this account to support the construction. All right, cool. So, note, web report, all that sort of stuff, guys. We'll do all that next. We'll do that next month. CBOC doesn't meet till September. Speaking of, Katie, thank you. I got Pat sent me your certificate. Thank you. Do you know whether Craig Ford ever got in and whether that ever got solved?
I don't
No.
For him.
Scott, I have teachers that can't even get in right now.
Okay.
New teachers. So it's...
Then I'm not worried about it. Fine. I will...
I told the charter office.
Did you?
I told them that we have issues. Craig was on there too. I said, look, I'll get to this when we can until we figure it out.
All right, fine. All right, cool. Very well, guys. With that, I think that covers our finance report. We don't have any votes because of no web report. And with that, let us continue to move on the agenda. As I said, Dave McGuigan, I'm going to move around the agenda. And if you would, let's go ahead and do a facilities report from you. Is Dave there?
He's here. Is Dave young around here? There you go.
There we go. All right. Hey, Dave.
Hi, everyone. I heard a nice compliment about parking lots, but I'm more impressed by the brick doctor work out there. I'll tell you that. Those sidewalks look fantastic, that you.
Yeah, they are great. All right, so what do we got? You first, Dave, and then to Reggie.
All right, so you can see the parking lot is finished, all buttoned up. The building is we got the shingles on. And this whole business of I was telling Scott earlier that the boy. I was supposed to go as smooth as silk, but I tell you, the COVID excuse is out there in full glory. Every time it's a schedule gets changed, which is about every other day, it's because of materials and labor and all kinds of work and tremendous. That's been a hard go. But anyway, we have. Done. We have to install the concrete floor now. Is what's coming up? Actually, the schedule for real quick for the Diamond State Pole buildings. And we have fill coming in on August 26th and 27th. That doesn't change. We have pad prep. It's not going to be 2 days for those things. It's going to be 1 day. They're not giving me a date. August 30 or to September 1st for pad prep concrete comes in September 2nd through to the 6th. That's a window. That's a 1 day pour once they're ready. And then the brick wainscote, which will finish the exterior, that comes in, and they won't give me a date on that. So that's not going to hold. That will not hold anything up. The water and sewer stop-ups are complete. There'll be inside the building, there will be an office for our maintenance people, your maintenance people, and the stop-ups are complete for water and for sewer, so that's done. The electrical come in the side of the building, so that's no problem. Then I'll just give you first of all, so there's no confusion with the new board members. I know some of the older guys know this. I've been in the construction business for a long time, but I am not a general contractor. Okay, I don't want any mistakes about that. I'm just the guy trying to organize this thing for y'all. I sort of know something about it, but I'm not a general contractor. So none of these people work for me. They all work for the First State Military Academy. That includes the following. We're going to hire somebody to do the... I'm going to be acting like I'm sort of the general contractor, because this is what they do, but they... We're going to get a bill contracting from Smyrna to do the framing of the office and restroom. The Drain Kings, First Aid Drain Kings, will do the design and installation of the sanitary sewer handling system. And that entails a holding tank, gravity sewer to a holding tank. Mast and Electric will design and install the complete complete electrical system, not only for the building, for the fit-out part of the building, but also the rest of the building. We're probably bringing in about 250 panels there for the building. We had the plumber installed an outside post bib right in the front of the building. We have Fletcher over in Smyrna will be designing and installing an HVAC, probably mini splits for the restroom and office. And I will say, and then we have about 7 or 8 streetlights to reinstall, mass and do that. There'll be a complete fire communications equipment as needed. B-Safe did that before. It's worked, been around the buildings, and they'll be doing that work. And OmniMave, but of course, that's through communications for the school. And then at the tail end, we need to put up a PVC fence for a yard to store equipment. It'll be an enclosure so you don't see all the
Larry stuff.
The Larry stuff.
That's right.
Gotta take care of Larry. He's got a place to put stuff.
All right.
And that's, basically, I would say we're going to tighten all that up. I have to get schedules and prices from these guys, make sure the prices are what we think are acceptable, and schedules all important to try to coordinate all them together because one follows the other, so to speak. And so that'll be my job for the coming month. And I want to get this thing done more than you guys probably. We need to wrap this thing up, so I'll be working real hard this coming month to make that happen.
What do you think is the end date?
Thank you very much. Love you guys.
Hey, Dave. Given, Leslie just asked, given sort of what we think, when do you think? Maybe by the end of September? You think we clearly got a month to go.
Easily, but a lot of that depends on the schedules by these contractors. I can hardly get them on the phone, but by the end of, I would say, Leslie, by the end of, into next week, I'm going to know, because I'm going to bring them over to the school, do a walkabout. A lot of this design builds on what we the school, want in that building. And it's pretty basic stuff. It's not magic, but it's got to get that all settled, get a price out of them, get the schedule. I was on the phone today trying to get them to do exactly that. I would say, if you had a guess, I think I'd give it till middle October.
Okay.
All right. That depends on permits too. The fire marshal's always the last guy in there, and they've already. I'll just stop at this point. I'll give you an example. The fire marshal was. I turned in a while back, several weeks ago. I turned in the designs, and they said we can't get to it for a month. And then they came back after a month and then told me you have to add another door and you have to, basically another door. I turned that information into them, and it could be another month before they even get back to me on the addendum. But we'll see. I just got to close out all the permits and do all that good stuff and have everything they're doing have it inspected. And so we'll be on top of them, but that's the best I can guess, Leslie.
Okay. All right. Any other questions for Dave on Zoom? Any questions there? All right. Reggie, you want to just bring us up to speed on, I think, finally everything on Paver Art, Brick Doctor, Eric Long, all that stuff. Hey, Reg.
Yeah.
Real quick, I did not get a confirmation email back from those two guys. The only one I think I got was Eric Long basically saying, absolutely see you here. So as long as you know they're coming, I will mark them down. Yes.
To give them a better flavor for the school. So whatever we can do to make that as grand as possible for them, I would appreciate. I have a feeling, I haven't heard back from Eric yet about who he's bringing, but I have a feeling he may be bringing a guest or two, and I should have those numbers to you, Scott, so you know what the plan for the CIP is going to be. But yeah, anything you can do, Scott, or Colonel, to, I pushed it and posted it to them as, you know, we're a full-time military academy, Marine Corps basic principles and issues. But I think that today, perhaps only the Army formation will be outside, so I don't know what that means, how different it will be versus what happens in the gym. So just want to make a good presentation to them for that day. They've all invested a lot.
No question, and just for y'all's consideration, so the timing is going to go something like this. For induction day, we will have probably three or four folks. Again, it'll be Reggie. I will be here about 7:45. Eric Long from E.P. Henry, I'm assuming. Mark and Mike Bull, both are from Paver Art, will be here as well. We will do and watch first formation. We're going to come back here. I suspect by 8:30, refreshments will be set up. Leslie, either you or I will have to coordinate that with Pat. But coffee, refreshments will be in here. This room opens up at 9 a.m. for VIP. I've been told that Brigadier General Danberg will be here in place of Mike Berry. We will also get Major General Terry Wiley. You remember him, Terry? He'll be here. He's the civilian aide to the Secretary of the Army. He's going to be here. We have a number of representatives. I'm waiting to sort of make sure they all say, yeah, I'm coming, and you know what happens. But I think we're going to have at least three or four reps or senators here. So by 09, we're in here. You guys know, mix and mingle, drink. We start heading out, 10 of. I give the five-minute warning, and we're off and running at 10. We should be done by 1100 for induction day. So, Reggie, we'll do a little coordination. I'll make sure we put a little sheet together of who's coming, check off. Do we need to do name tags or any of that sort of stuff? I don't know if we need to do that. Hey, board members, make sure you bring your board pin. And Reggie, I'll make sure you get one.
You want us to buy the pin, or we can have the lanyard? You want the pin?
Yeah, a little. Okay. Yeah, okay, that's kind of with the pin.
That's fine.
Anyway, so that's the general sort of sequence of events for induction day, and I will try to communicate with you all via email.
We had also talked about after the induction.
Yes.
Day. Okay. So
you're going to talk about that.
Yeah. You want me to wait?
Yep.
Okay.
So there's going to be a follow-on conversation. Leslie's going to talk about it. Leslie and Hans, and this is the big sort of
reveal.
The reveal. Yeah, the big reveal. How do you like that? All right, Reg. Anything else, sir?
Whoever does the pictures, photos for the school, can we get some pictures for them so that we can do some type of
Yes.
About the sidewalk project and so forth and their input to it and so forth.
Yep. Absolutely. Pat, do you know if, well, two questions. First, are we going to be Zooming this or making this live, Facebook Live?
Well, it's very expensive.
I know it is.
Well, like I said, we're looking local.
Okay.
I really don't want to use Facebook Live because people don't have Facebook Live. So probably going to use YouTube. But Blair's on it. We're getting it set up.
Okay.
So. And yeah, and Janet and Chris and them will be taking pictures.
Great. Yes. All right, super. Cool. Well,
I was just looking to Scott Moore to pick something up. I know like the Chamber of Commerce has those shuffles and so forth, like they do like a groundbreaking or something. I know we're way beyond that. But we were originally going to do it back then, but we didn't. And then we said we'd try and do it when the whole project was done.
Yeah,
so I wanted to see it either before, I guess it was probably after the induction ceremony now. At some point, I'd like to get together and get some photos with those guys. I don't know if we have any of those like silver shovels. I'm sure we can get them from the chamber or something if we need them. But something to try and show the progression. Like, here was the start of the project. We could do one press release with the beginning of the project to the completed project is what I'm getting at. And I would assume we'd have to do that after the induction day.
Well, yeah, let me offer, Reg, I don't think there's much more we can shove into the agenda other than, of course, formal photos with the color guard, obviously pictures with the board, pictures of Mark and Mike standing over the paver art, Jason, of course, with you and some board members, Eric in these pictures. So yeah, I mean, absolutely we're going to do that. But as to a sort of official shovel kind of thing, that I think is going to be too much to try to get done.
I'm not even as concerned about that. I mean, PR is not my bag. Leslie, maybe she can come up with something that we can do. I just wanted to make sure that, because I told these guys that we would end up doing a press release.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
No, we can definitely. Yeah, we can definitely go. Dan usually writes the release up about the day. I think it might be nice to do something separate. Yeah. You know, show the value of, you know, what they brought to the campus and get some special pictures that go up. I think we can definitely work on that.
Okay. All right. Sounds good, Reggie. Thank you. All right. Anything else, boss?
Yeah, I have a question for when is induction day?
17th.
Yeah, 17 September. Dave, I think I sent you, I thought I sent you the invite.
No, that's okay. That'd be nice to have, but I want to make sure we get that pad, the whole garage pad, we still there. I want to get that cleaned up.
Okay.
That's all.
All right. Very well. Yes, 17 September. I assume you'll be here. 09 is the reception, 10... 100 is the kickoff. Good.
Thank you, sir.
Wonderful. All right, guys. I think that's it. Let us move on. All right. No action required on that sort of stuff. We did facilities. All right, Pat, to you, Commandant's report.
Okay. You see with enrollment, it's been dropping. At around 480, just, you know, every day we come in, there's someone else withdrawing out, whether it's their home districts getting the virtual option, they're pulling out, they're doing it, or they haven't had academic success with us, they're leaving. But at the same time, we're also having meetings, and I signed a new cadet today, so I will be honest with you, this summer's been awful. I wanted to take off more time. I didn't. And it's been really hard. We've been pushing 12-hour days since mid-July and with no break. And it's just been very hard for us. And there's just been a lot of things going on. Then the COVID thing, and I'm going to talk about that later because it's just going to be an interesting year to see how things go. Anyways, on that. But we have a lot of good things going on. All the events you can see on there. I did the PSO thing on the 13th. I changed that. That's my typo there. And Reggie and Katie, I did email you this information.
How did the PSO go? We were out on travel. That was that Friday.
I changed it to the Friday of the end of the SOC. There's about six or seven people there.
Okay.
Melinda's scheduling a meeting. It's going to happen in September to get everybody going. But there is some interest. So hopefully it can build. Now that we can do things virtual, it might get more catch on. We did the senior leadership camp. The summer orientation camp was busy. We had over 200 cadets here for four straight days. So it went well. We kept our third PBL summer workshop. We did teachers coming in and get some more work. And then, of course, 16th athletics started, and our Marine Corps Junior ROTC camps kicked off. Everything went well. And the teachers, we've been together, the staff, everybody's been in since the 19th. And we start on Thursday.
Yep. First day is Thursday, and that is for our freshmen. We'll be doing a stage-in for our cadets. I think school is full up next Tuesday, if I remember.
Yes, by Tuesday it is. We scaled them in, so we have opportunity to work and establish, because the way we look at it, there's only one class in our school that has been with us for a full year, and that's our seniors.
Yep.
So we want to make sure, so it's almost like, and it feels like it, we're repeating our first year all over again. The only positive is that we know how to do it. So we're really going to have to, and then also with, don't forget Colonel's out.
How's he doing? What's going on?
He's in a lot of pain.
You guys know Bob got his knee done.
So, get surgery. He's struggling. He comes in, he works a few hours, and goes. So, it's been a different year. Very different. And so, but we're good. I mean, the staff, I really like the staff we got. I've talked about the new ones we're adding in executive. We're rolling. The hardest part is this. When you talk about different levels of education, okay, you got level one. That's your physical stuff you do. Teaching, your lesson planning, your assessments. That's what everybody thinks school is. Well, we've always gone beyond that. So now we go level two. That's when you talk about teaching the cadets to be motivated, instill confidence, work on their social emotional health, and also teach them how to collaborate. Then we also go up to level three, which we talk about building their character, instilling value in them, all those intangibles you can't see. So through our last 6 years, we built that, because school just is not about the physical stuff. Well, now that we have such a new turnover staff, now we got to reteach them all this stuff. And right now, I'll be honest with you, I feel like I'm below level one right now, because we are still putting pieces together to be ready to go on day one. So that's where our struggle's been. I mean, we'll overcome it. It's just tiring. And long days again, and stuff like that. So I have no doubt things will go well. On the positive side, buses are good.
We have buses. We have drivers.
We're good.
So I'm making that a point, guys, given what many of our fellow districts are experiencing. So I got to tell you, that ought to say something about what we've been lucky. I am lucky, wrong word. What you, Bob, the team here have been able to achieve, that our contractors come back and they are driving for us.
That's
That's because of last year, the decision.
Well, yes. we did. Our drivers came back, and then we also had one come in new, and we lost one. He moved, though. But a new one came in, and he said, well, I'll drive for you, but I'm only going to drive first date.
That's so, what the driver told the company?
Yes. So it was good because we needed it anyways. You know, there's a lot of positives with that. I will tell you that the one negative with it is you saw the article in the paper.
Which one?
About the Appaquinimic School District is down so many routes.
Okay, no, I did
32.
Not.
Yes. And they blamed it on charter schools. It was in the News Journal. Anyways, and it went on, the story went on there and talked about it and said, well, you know, charter schools can pay whatever for the routes. District schools, you know, the state only gives us 90%. You know, and what they said is a lot of truth. I did contact him and talk to him and let him know that we only get paid for 82% of our routes, just so you know that not all charters are created equal. Mm-hmm. And so I understand your pain. Because the state does need to go back to paying 100%. They really do. They dropped that 4 or 5 years ago when they needed to save money.
Yeah, it was the big budget issue.
Yes, and you know what? There was no reason why they couldn't come in and bump that up and start looking at what bus drivers are paid, because what's going to start happening here, and I don't know if you noticed what Eastside Charter did, they're offering their parents $700 a year to drive their kids to school every day.
Really?
That's how desperate people. Oh yeah. And the sad thing, and the thing about it is that, you know, if we were down a bus, that wouldn't be a bad way to go, because otherwise, now you start talking about enrollment, especially with charter schools, that starts getting them hit. So, yeah, it's dicey, and really, put it to you this way. You know, my brother was in the garbage business, so he knows about this stuff. He owned companies. And I told him how the bus system worked. He goes, Pat, how do these guys even make money? So it's time that the state needs to start looking at them as like a legitimate business. And instead of subsidizing everything they do, maybe that's beyond. This is not,
all right. But we're heading down a rabbit hole.
Yes. But it's just something to look at. I don't mean to go down that way. Just a real quick update with telecommunications system. Our current system to update it, $71,000, and it'll last 5 years. So, Omni Maven, who does our IT support, does the same thing. By the way, that system for $71,000 is only licensed for 5 years. And once that 5 years is up, we need to replace it all over again. And that time we need to replace all the phones. Omni Maven has done a couple charter schools. I talked to them about the system. They said it works great, no issues whatsoever. It's $28,000, and there's no licenses. Once we purchase it, we purchase it. When a phone breaks, they're $100. We just replace it. We could get it for $38,000. For 10 years, he said, but you can replace your phones twice for $10,000, so why pay it? So we're going to go with Omni Maven at $20,000. That means all these phones we purchased 7 years ago are... Yes.
Okay. If I remember correctly, we were having a discussion,
yes,
about whether we were going to be replacing hardware and software, and whether we were going to the cloud, whether we were doing, there were various components to this whole telecommunications thing.
They were
thing.
All bad.
All right. So now you believe the solution is, and I think what I'm going to ask you to do, Pat, because it's such a big number, you're probably going to have to put it on a piece of paper. I think we're going to give you direction to go that way. You already got it?
This is the way I think we should go. Here's the thing. If we upgrade our current system for $71,000, there's a good chance there might be some turnover. Those of us on board, we might not be here anymore. We're just going to kick the can down the road and we're going to have to fork over $90,000 5-6 years from now, replace the whole phone system. That's outrageous.
All right. So this is not only hardware, but what about the software piece?
That's everything.
This is everything.
Not,
this is a thing here. I'll send it around. So it talks about labor, 57 phones, price 3-year, 40 care for the phone system. 40 care is not included in the individual. 3 years of hardware replacement and firmware updates on the phone system.
Yeah, so everything, once it's in, it's in.
Okay. All right, let me send it around. So, Pat, you think that's the solution?
I do, because, quite frankly, we keep this phone system. We're just going to keep – someone's going to have to do it down the road.
Right.
The school can't keep pumping out $90,000 for a phone system, especially when, I mean, Scott, all we use it for is I make
phone
calls.
Right.
I mean, give me a wire, the old-type phone where you plug it in, and we don't even need that. We get an analog phone works fine.
What happens to – do we have any disposal fees or any issues when they pull all this equipment out? Do we? They just give it to us, and they hand it to us in boxes?
Yes, because we can't – it was purchased with federal money.
Okay.
Can you even donate it?
I don't think we're allowed.
That's what I'm saying. What are the restrictions?
So what do we – all right, we'll worry about that later. But bottom line is all the machines school-wide, and does this include the maintenance building and running it over there and all that sort of stuff too?
Well, they can do it for us. Yep, we can do that separately.
Okay.
Army Maven does that for us anyways. They've already come up with a system. They've already talked with Larry how they can get the IT
okay
over there.
Okay, all right. So obviously I'm not trying to be a stickler here, but 28,000 versus 71 is a huge difference. And I just want to make sure that we are not missing something. And, oh, by the way, forgot to tell you, and yeah, your price is 68. So now we understand why the original price was 71. So I'm good. We're probably going to have to take a vote on this because it's such a big amount of money. Obviously, Pat, we can afford it because I know where we are on carryover. And even with the $150.
This is part of ESSER.
Is ESSER money?
I put it in the ESSER.
That's right, I forgot. Did you know it was ESSER money?
I keep mentioning that last time.
Yeah, I remember.
I put it in the budget.
Yep.
The only problem is I thought it would be like $20,000.
Well, now it is like that.
It's close.
Well, the other one wasn't.
No.
That blew our whole budget.
All right. Any questions from you guys on Zoom? Katie, any thoughts real quick, or Reggie? What I can – go ahead. Correct, and it's 28 actually.
Oh, sorry, 28.
Yeah, but it is ESSER money, which I had forgotten, and yeah, it's a go from my point of view.
The 28,000, it's like once we buy it, it's ours. With the Cisco system, it has a lifespan of 5 years, then you have to redo it again.
Right, but what I'm getting at is
well, yeah, the thing about it is, Reggie, is then we just need to replace maybe a phone here, a phone there, maybe replace a server. We do that anyways. It's just with Cisco, it's so expensive with the servers, and it's so expensive with the
licensing.
And you know, I know Dave's on here, but he can tell you that Manny really, he gave us a great phone system, but it's a very expensive phone system. That phone system needs to be in a corporation.
So I think, Reggie, to answer the question, the shelf life of the individual units, quite frankly, could be as long as 10 or more years, assuming they will continue to handle software updates.
How long is this new system going to be good for before the technology becomes obsolete?
Whenever it does, I don't have an answer to that.
Yeah, well, look, those things have been on the wall for 7 years. Eight, maybe.
And they're still good for another five because they're still being sold. So.
Yep. So I think the bottom line is that while it's sort of wasteful to some extent seeing all these phones get taken off the wall, I think this is a good solution.
Yes.
All right. Any other comments in here? Nope, yes. Seeing none. All right. Pat, I think we'll do a motion. All right. Hey, thanks, Dave.
You're welcome.
See ya.
See ya.
Give me a shout anytime.
Yes, sir.
Yep. Bye-bye.
All right. Do I have a motion to purchase to approve the, I guess it's approve the Omni Maven contract?
Motion.
All right. I got a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
I got a second. Any further discussion on the motion as presented? Seeing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Abstentions? All right, good. All right, Pat, you got it.
Okay.
All right, what else?
The security system, I'm still getting the third bid in. It's going to be another one. But.
Okay. All right, we'll hold on that. All right, anything else you want to hit on Commandant's report?
I really think the low enrollment policy. I know that it seems like I'm the only one arguing against this. Either people don't see it or they don't see the long-term implications of it. I think it's a negative for us all around. As I explained earlier, we can never meet it. If we were at a K-8 school or a K-12 school, we could meet it. But we could be 100% enrollment, and we're always going to get hit with a notice of concern regardless, just because their formula, the way they figured out, is wrong. I brought this up to Dr. Bunning. I brought it up to the head of ours, and they pretty much told me that's the way it is. It's going to go forward. I think I got to find out. I will contact Dr. Bunning and request that we meet, find out that, but I think we should just keep climbing. Because it's going to be a negative for the school. It's always going to be a negative. And while they say, well, it's just a notice of concern, 5 years down the road, when all the people who just say, well, it's just a notice of concern are gone, someone new comes in, hey, wait a minute. You're getting all these notices of concerns. We're going to put the school on formal review, and we didn't do anything. And, of course, formal review, I don't care what anybody says, that could be death for a school.
Yeah.
And so I think this is just, it's bad.
Barring any discussion or any concerns from the board, I would say, Pat, continue to move forward. Keep me appraised of what you're doing. This may need to go a different direction. I have a couple of thoughts about somebody else I'd like to talk to about this particular issue. Just let me know what you're doing on this. But yes, keep moving.
And finally, the Research for Better Teaching. We are one of the schools piloting it. So not to add more onto our plate as we're going into this year, but we're getting that done.
Okay. All right. Very well. Any other comments, questions on Commandant's report as presented? Okay. Done. Very well. That's good. All right, guys. Let's go ahead. I want to do you two, and then we're going to go to executive on the hire and fire stuff, and that'll probably wrap us up because we did facilities already, and I think we're getting there. So, all right, Ms. Leslie, to you.
Well, I'll start with Hans. Reached out to
Classy
Company to talk to them about, you know, a fundraising site similar to a GoFundMe. But, you know, I definitely think it's definitely more full support than, you know, GoFundMe is, you know, definitely more ground driven. So I was, you know, happy to be involved. I was in the meetings after you had taken your trip. So, you know, I think, you know, they have a, you know, sharp looking site. They showed us some samples. But yeah, they would basically host the site, you know, that we drive people through, you know, social media, through Facebook, through our homepage. We would just put it various places, you know, to get it to the population. And the idea of the approach would be to announce it, kick it off at induction day. And, you know, it's just, you know, gives some guidance as to what we're using it for and why we're starting this annual. We're going to use it as an annual giving campaign. So the goal would be every year we would be doing something. They have a lot of different functions. We, you know, we talked a little bit about, they even have the ability to get even further customization for different groups in the school. So I thought it was interesting. I know we told them to put a hold on it, but Pat, eventually you could get to the point where every sport or you know, just different club could go in and run their own fundraiser inside of that, as opposed to having all these disparate things going on. So I thought that long term might be a really good option for us. But again, the main page, you know, it's not too different than what I've seen when I go out there. But I think it's nicely, it's fully branded. We give them all sorts of access to, you know, our photos and our videos and things like that, and then our story. But I think it seems like it's good. The idea would be we'd run like a 1 month campaign, hopefully to, you know, drive some, you know, end date to it, and then see how that goes. We can certainly extend it, things like that. Do, you know, we had thought about, do we do, you know, a class competition? You know, you could have the cadets do emails, and the, you know, freshmen, sophomore, junior, and then what class gets the most money? You know, the cadets get an award. You know, I think is still the idea. I think, Pat, that you had on like a raffle type of thing over the pond. We said, you know, everybody gets entered into a raffle when they donate, so we have a couple of nice raffle items to give away, like a nice Under Armour jacket, or, you know, whether we want to still do a stone out in the front, just different ideas to, you know, kind of prompt folks to give, and that's something we can do and work on with them. So from a cost standpoint, they had two options, which was you know, about $3,800 with a 3.5% transaction fee from Classy versus $4,900 and a 2.5% Classy transaction fee. You know, I don't have a lot of experience with, I mean, you had more donation experience than I do. If you want to speak to.
Yeah. Just for the fellow board members and stuff, something to think about. So we looked at GoFundMe. That is, you know, a lot of times driven for an individual or a family's concern, you know, like, you know, an uncle has cancer, somebody fell, they don't have money for a hospital bill, that kind of thing. Classy is an organization that deals specifically with charitable groups and also charter schools and nonprofits. So they provide a long-term platform, and we're talking about setting the foundation for long-term giving and having a place where we can, you know, pull our resources all in one place to receive money and to solicit money.
I definitely think it's a lot more, I'll say, more professional than a GoFundMe, especially if we want to start getting larger dollar donations. If we want to start, you know, so I think I like the option.
Correct. And, you know, they have, I think they said, 23 charter schools they work with. And we just needed a platform, you know, a one-stop shopping that we can start this and just keep using it and go to. That's my opinion. So it's just more professional. It's like taking it up a notch over the GoFundMe.
Yeah, I think the only thing that we would have to probably support, and I asked him, like, they don't do anything in, but I think we could probably do it in print in mechanism. Mm-hmm. So if I say, hey, I want to take this site, I want to pass out some flyers, mm-hmm. they don't do that portion of it. So we'd have to do that, which I think we might actually want to do if we kick it off here on induction day, is have some flyers that we could pass around to some folks to, you know, kind of, you know, get some connections, whether we want to do a mailer, but that's the only thing that they wouldn't support on, but I think we can probably do that on our own.
Did you get to any intel on that or look at it at all, Pat? The Classy stuff. Did you just get any kind of briefing on the Classy?
No. Okay. Pat was out of the loop. It was Leslie and I that did the couple meetings with Anthony. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, do you think we have enough information to make a decision tonight based on the members that have seen it, or what do you think? What's your opinion?
I think I do. I certainly have got enough information to go with these guys, right? So basically what we're talking about is we're paying these guys some upfront money, and they get a piece of every dollar that comes in, a transaction fee that we raise, and they essentially create a website. You hit our tab, it goes right to them. They manage it, they upload the stuff, they'll teach us how or show us how to upload if we want to upload. There are a bunch of the back of the house things that they can do in the sense of capturing certain types of information.
Yeah.
We can build out how many questions we want to ask. There is a way that they actually created a fairly in-depth website that no matter where you went in the website, that you can always get this opportunity to give. Then they start talking about, well, if you want to be a co-founder and want to raise money for, and they use, I guess, breast cancer as the example. If you want to raise money for breast cancer research, and it was a particular organization, and I can't remember, form a group here, click, and it tells you how to do that. So it empowers the folks to come to the website to actually become partners in fundraising for the organization. We're not there yet. That is not where we're going to be. That's two or three steps beyond what we're doing. I think our intention is you guys create this. It goes on the board website. It goes on the school's website. We tell our parents about it. We start advertising. Click here, boom, they capture and they make a donation.
The one thing about the, I'm sorry, the transaction fee is they do find, because they actually can factor that into the donation that the person makes,
yes,
that 85% of their folks cover the transaction fee. So that, you know, for the most part, we wouldn't have a transaction fee that we would own back to clients.
Right, so if we're asking for $25, they're going to say, click here if you want to cover the what are they called, transactional fees or the administrative fees of $2.55. So it's $27.50 or whatever.
Yeah.
I think we have the ability possibly at induction day to make up the cost of the lower end one. And I think long term we have an ability to raise a lot of capital, and I think it's a good investment.
Well, I will offer, this may be in fact the vehicle, guys, that when we get into the capital side, and I will offer, I don't think there's nothing these guys can't handle. And we haven't gone after them for pricing, meaning Leslie hasn't said, what about our military discount? So we might be able to get a little cheaper price, but I think certainly they're ready to go. I don't think it'll take them but more than 3 or 4 days, assuming we can get them all the crap we need to get them to set this thing up and make it go live. I will admit, though, I don't understand the technical pieces of how they literally put it on our website, how they put it on the board site. I don't understand any of those sort of details.
Well, that's okay. You don't understand voicemail.
That wasn't really that funny, but I get where he was going with it.
But it's not funny.
True.
But it's true.
It is true.
The guy was talking to him about, and you can do Apple Pay, Google Pay, and so I was like, what? What are you talking about?
Yeah.
I'm like, never mind. Don't.
Yeah. I don't do any of that. I don't even give my credit card over the internet if I don't have to.
It's like shopping on Amazon. He's like, what? I don't know what that is.
Yes.
What are you talking about?
So with that said, Reggie, Katie, questions for Leslie or Hans?
Yeah, I think that's the simplest part of it. And then they automatically send tax deductible receipts to the donors who donate. So I think that's a nice factor of it. I really just think it goes along the lines of what is kind of standard these days from a donation site. So I think we should give it a try and then, you know, see how the first month goes and then just see what we do with it next. That's my opinion.
Okay. Anything else, Reggie? Comments, sir?
No, not really. So, our commitment is just month to month. Is that what you're saying,
Leslie? Nope. Commitment will be. Now, that's a good question. I don't know whether it's 50% down or whether it's an immediate $3,800 check. and then they start taking their fee, we'll have to explore that. But does it say anything in the contract?
No.
About whether it's phased in or what have you.
Maybe we can vote on the up to amount, you know, up to $3,800. But if they take 50% at first, that's fine. Something like that.
Yep, I think so. All right, Reg, any other questions? That's a good one.
Yeah.
Leslie will have to explore it with them.
Yeah.
All right, so very well. Do I have a motion to move or allow Leslie and Hans to engage with Classy? How do they spell it? C-L-A-S-S-Y?
Correct.
Yeah. Classy.org as our, if you will, our fundraising agent, website agent. Do I have a motion of something like that?
Member of the committee, make a motion to go with a lower amount to see how this relationship works. I think that possibly we just ask if we could change the plan later. But I make a motion that we authorize up to $3,900 to work with Classy to come up with a fundraising platform for FSMA.
Okay. All right, I'm making a couple of notes. Very well, guys. Any other discussion on this? We have a motion on the floor. Do I have a second?
Second.
Yeah, you can second. All right, I got a second. Any other discussion? Guys on Zoom, anything?
No.
Okay,
so
cool.
Just one of the things, we would want to kick it off on the induction day.
Yep.
And, ideally, we'll have some kind of flyer, maybe whether after the 11 o'clock, we want to invite parents to come and talk to us as board members. So as many board members as we can get here on that day, it might be a good, good time to have the conversation around and, show them the parking lot, show them whatever we can do.
Yep.
Kind of show them the growth that we have been experiencing over the last year. It might be good for as many folks to attend as possible. Whether we do a tent with magnets, or maybe we'll just do some tchotchke giveaways and have some flyers with the site on it in case folks are not internet friendly, and we can have a bucket if they want to drop $5 in it. I don't care. We can go homegrown.
Absolutely.
Right.
Big bucket.
We'll put a tally board. I think, that's the only thing I want to do. I do, want to make sure that we, get some visibility to folks who are donating. So I think Pat, it was your idea, was at some point you have a board, an honor board of folks as they donate, that we can put some stuff in there. So we'll see what we do also in the school with the work as well versus what they do on the site. But definitely want to recognize.
Just let me know when you want me to rip down that bulletin board.
Okay. Do you want to rip down the bulletin board?
Well, now, that would be a perfect place for it. We should start honoring. We should put E.P. Henry and those guys, keep a board of our people out there, the brick doctor, paver art, and we need to come up with figures because there's already some people we could put on there.
Mm-hmm.
And we should start keeping, Dennis O'Brien, he continues to give Colonel Wallace, he gives him $2,500 here, $2,500 a year for his program. Hey, give me a brick for this, for that. And you know what? We should start recognizing these people because, everything in that quarter deck is always about, people's names, legacy of the school. Because my vision always was that 20, 25, 30 years from now, someone can walk in there and see all this stuff.
Yep. See the history. Place.
Yes.
Yep. Very cool.
I will talk about that. Thanks.
All right. Wonderful. So we got a motion. We have a second. Great discussion. All in favor, please say aye.
All right.
Aye.
Any opposed? Seeing none, pass. Wonderful. All right, thank you. All right, guys, I think... I got a couple of things, and then I think we're going to be done. We talked about facilities, communication, thank you. I do ask, induction day, is everybody going to be here? Reg, I know you're here, I'm here. Are you traveling? What are you doing?
I have training that's been set up for months. In Denver.
I'm not sure that's a good enough excuse there, big guy. So what if you're flying, 180 people in the air?
What?
Chris, will you be with us?
Anyway.
Wonderful. All right, I'll get with, I know, I think Jim's going to be here. I know Len will be with us because Danberg, General Danberg will be with us from the Army National Guard. Kevin usually doesn't miss one, so I think he'll be with us. Katie obviously will be with us, so I think we'll have just about everybody. What?
My only sister is getting married in California that weekend, so...
Of all weekends... Oh, you're so funny. Your only sister. So that means if you had three or four, you wouldn't go?
If I have three or four, I mean, it's in California, and I don't feel comfortable. Well, it's a long story, but...
You have to go. Yeah, yeah, I'm kidding. Yes. I'm pulling your chain. Pulling your chain.
I was here last year.
I could always zoom. I don't think she's zooming
it. She's not zooming at her wedding? What?
Yeah, I wouldn't. All right. Two other things for you real quick, and we will wrap it up. So we talked about an induction day. Additionally, I do think that Dennis O'Brien, I think he's going to be coming down, so we may see him. I did ask our facilitator for the board retreat. So guys, mark this down. I think we settled in on 16 October.
Yep.
We are doing it here. It'll be a full day. It's probably going to be in this room much like this. We'll set up food and all that sort of stuff. I'll take care of the food. Alan will be with us at induction day. So you all will get to meet him. But I really wanted him to come and see the school. I think he has some sense, but I'm not sure he's got really a very strong sense of really who and what we are. So Alan Kovitz will be with us for induction day on the 17th. And with that, please watch your emails. And there's going to be a fair amount of communication because induction day will be here before our board meeting. So there's going to be a fair amount of commo between me and y'all, all y'all, and what have you. So I think other than that, oh yeah, we got to go to executive. Thank you, Hans. So that I think wraps up everything on our formal agenda. So seeing none, do I have a motion to go into executive session?
Motion.
I've got a motion to go into executive session. Do I have a second?
Second.
I got a second. Any discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All right, passed. We are now in executive session.